as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Thursday, February 29th, in the headlines. Dominica Calypso Association Secretary Daryl Barber calls for reassessment of the number of events leading up to Carnival Monday and Tuesday.
Q95.
Minister David Rutley, representing the UK at the 46th CARICOM Heads of Government meeting, announced £190,000 funding to support CARICOM countries in the sustainable management of their oceans. And the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to consider Donald Trump's assertion of immunity from prosecution regarding his efforts to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
Big Station.
The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
Judge Shepard, get ready for sweet savings at court for the next 3 days. You can shop now, pay nothing down, and your first payment isn't until April. Now that's a deal you don't want to miss. We've got incredible discounts waiting for you. Enjoy up to 40% off on select appliances, furniture, mattresses, televisions, and more. And with Quartz Ready Finance, you pay absolutely nothing until April. It's a deal so sweet, it's hard to resist. Indulge in the joy of savings at Quartz. But this fantastic deal won't last forever. Promotion ends on February 29th, 2024. Special conditions apply. Quartz, bringing value home.
Daryl Barber, Secretary of the Dominica Calypso Association, commends the association's successful hosting of the largest and most attended Calypso Finals event, despite facing unnecessary challenges. The Dominica Calypso Association is advocating for an extension of the Carnival season to alleviate the congestion of events preceding Carnival Monday and Tuesday.
Our efforts have once again paid off. As we mark with pride, having staged once again the largest and most patronized and memorable event, the Calypso Finals, building up from the eliminations in December to January 10th, all in the face of absolute unnecessary adversity. The DCA would like to see an extension of the Carnival season to avoid the cluster of events that occur, too many of which occurring on the same dates, as it is only common sense that our economy cannot sustain what we seem to be trying to achieve. At the DCA, our work will continue, and it will include staging another big event which started about 2 years ago. We call it the Calypso Day, where we focus more on education and we climax with a big show. So look out for Calypso Day. It was very successful last year, where we brought in the mighty Gabby from Barbados, and he really impacted the minds of our people as to the importance of Calypso to us.
Bob urged more people to embrace the Calypso genre instead of opposing it, emphasizing its significance as part of Dominican culture. He highlighted the importance of young people embracing this aspect of their cultural heritage.
We should embrace Calypso. We should not fight down Calypso, because Calypso is really, we are a Calypso people. It doesn't matter your religion, it doesn't matter where you're from. And I heard Ilson say not very long ago that we should not forget the young people. We have a very young man who's a 10th time king. We had a young monarch last year, very young man. And Calypso Association also sponsors the junior monarch every year. We do make reservations for young people all the time. We cannot do it unless we do not want Calypso to continue. So I want to make the bold statement that I know a lot of people will misunderstand or misconstrue. Calypso is not for young people. Calypso is for everyone who wants to be part of their culture, their economic development. They want to learn and they want to be part of the process of getting that to happen. It is for everyone. It's unfortunate that Calypso does not promote nudity, crass lyrics, and the young folks, that's what they are drawn to, unfortunately. But we will continue to stay the course. As you can see, young people like King Dice is unshakable. He's on a path, and I can bet you trilogy is going to continue, and all the other young persons, because they have a want for information and for being part of their development.
And that was Dominica Calypso Association Secretary Darrell Bob. Jolly's Pharmacy will be undertaking its fifth annual 5K run scheduled for April 27, 2024, aimed at promoting awareness about diabetes and sickle cell anemia in Dominica. Carlton Lando, who serves as the head of sales, public relations and public health at Jolly's Pharmacy, announced the event. He emphasized the significance of wearing blue to symbolize support for diabetes awareness and burgundy or red to show solidarity with those affected by sickle cell anemia.
But let me just again give you the date for the national 5K run. We have settled on the date, and it is going to be April 27th. It is the last Saturday in the month of April, and we will be having that national wellness 5K run. It is our fifth edition, and we are running this year for diabetes awareness and sickle cell anemia awareness. So these are the two major causes that we'll be running for this year. So if you are running for diabetes, we expect you to wear a blue shirt, preferably sky blue. But if you don't have sky blue, you can wear any blue shirt that is at your home, right? We're no longer printing shirts because guess what? When we were printing the shirts, almost more than 50% of the money that we have collected went to the printers. And so we felt it was sort of futile. It was robbing away from the main cause of giving monies to these NGOs that support these particular causes. And so for us to be able to capitalize on almost all of the money that we'd have raised for donation, we advise you to wear that particular color. Mm-hmm. If you're running for sickle cell anemia, you could wear either burgundy shirt or red shirt.
Carlton Lando, head of sales, public relations and public health at Jolly's Pharmacy. The Environmental Health Department has reported an absence of foodborne diseases during the carnival season, highlighting the diligence of vendors in upholding the standards outlined by the department before the commencement of the festivities. Senior Environmental Health Officer Carl Malouie emphasized that vendors strictly followed the guidelines mandated by law and implemented by training they received.
The department had a mandate by law to conduct food safety surveillance activities. Our team of environmental health officers were out at most of the major events to conduct inspections and provide guidance to the food vendors. We are happy to report that the majority of food vendors conformed to the various food standards as required by law and in keeping with the training they received during their certification. As always, there is still room for improvement. However, we commend them for their efforts. The department wishes to encourage the vendors to continue to improve on the quality of the product and presentation, and wherever possible, to invest in the recommended equipment such as the food warmers and stirrers to ensure that they provide a safe food to the general public. We are pleased to also report that there were no official reports of any cases of foodborne illnesses from our visitors and patrons at the many events which they attended.
The Environmental Health Officer expressed the department's anticipation of collaborating closely with various organizations and city councils to enhance the food surveillance and monitoring during mass gatherings.
The Environmental Health Department again wishes to thank the Dominica Festival Committee for this fruitful partnership, and look forward to even closer collaboration with them, as well as with other stakeholders such as the police, city council, and the Dominica Calypso Association, who has always been willing to partner with us without any difficulties to ensure better food surveillance and food monitoring during this mass gathering event. And before I close, I too want to echo my sentiment to Mr. Piper. Thank you very much to you for your contribution and for always ensuring that environmental health is always part of whatever event that is being held in Dominica. We look forward to continue working with whoever is at the helm, and we ensure to ensure that we, as environmental health officers, provide the level of food hygiene safety that is needed to the general public at every event that is provided on the island of Dominica.
And that was a senior environmental health officer, Kanma Louie. The National Beekeepers Cooperative Society on Saturday, 24 February, marked the official start of the Beekeeping Mentorship Program, with signing of contracts between the mentors and mentees of the new program. Three mentors with experience in beekeeping will mentor five upcoming beekeepers for 1 year and share knowledge on bee biology, hive management, best practices, expanding their beekeeping cooperation and operating a beekeeping business. The mentors are Nathaniel Lovell of BRP, Kevin James of Blanca Farms, and Shem Jacob of Bird's Backyard Honey, who between them manage over 180 hives. The total cost of the year-long program was estimated at $100,000, but despite a lack of funding, the cooperative board decided to go ahead with the initiative based on the voluntary contribution of the three mentors, discounted supplies purchased from BRP, and the resolve to share equipment and other supplies along the journey. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, stressed the importance of unity as a collaborative force to rescue and contribute to Dominica's development. He emphasized the need for individuals to take action differently in defending the country's interest. Linton also asserted that concerned citizens of Dominica will no longer tolerate manipulation of the country's resources by a select group of individuals.
Stronger together to save Dominica, to rescue our country, to restore our country, and to rebuild our country. And that means that from this day forward, we are going to behave differently in defense of our country and in building our country. That is why we are saying we are no longer going to be sleepwalking our way through life as a group of people in governance do what they want with our resources. While the people get poorer and poorer, this is where it ends. We stand tonight for the return into the treasury of Dominica of our passport billions. We want the money deposited into the consolidated fund, as the European Union has told us it must, and we want the money spent from the consolidated fund such that our government is not going to owe any more. Merchants, firms in Dominica, individuals, hundreds of millions of dollars a year in unpaid checks that they have at the treasury that they cannot issue because there is no money in the treasury, while the treasury overseas has a lot of money, billions of dollars, from the operation of what Mr. Skerritt called our passport factory.
Linton stated that despite the DLP administration's deception regarding the management of funds, the hospital continues to face shortages of essential medical supplies.
Now they're telling us we have no money. We the people have no money. When you have taken our money and held it overseas and you're doing what you want with it, it is unacceptable. You are benefiting from it. The people are not. You are giving yourself 50% salary increase. The people are getting nothing. We have no money for basic supplies at the hospitals. Healthcare is heading to jackass glory. How is that tolerable? People talk about action. We are going to act. Your assembly here was a wonderful act of patriotism and interest in the further development of your country. Make no mistake about that. And we must speak so we understand one another. And we understand clearly what it is we're going to do together going forward. And from this day forward, we say tonight, we want our money back. We want an announcement within 7 days that the money is going to be deposited in the Consolidated Fund of Dominica. All of it. And failing that, from Monday, we start doing nothing. The hashtag that will trend over the next 7 days is do nothing. Hashtag what?
Do nothing.
I didn't hear you.
Do nothing.
Hashtag what?
Do nothing.
Lennox Linton, president of the United Workers' Party. In other news, Minister David Rotley, representing the UK at the 46th CARICOM Heads of Government meeting, announced £190,000 in UK funding to support CARICOM countries in managing their ocean sustainability. This funding aims to develop a unified action plan for Caribbean nations to benefit economically from their ocean resources while ensuring environmental sustainability. Rotley emphasized the collaborative nature of the UK and CARICOM partnership, committed to protecting the natural environment. The announcement comes ahead of the UN Small Island Developing States Summit in May, where the UK plans to provide additional funding to CARICOM for launching an action plan focused on sustainable natural resource use. The UK has been a major bilateral donor to the Caribbean, allocating £400 million for development programs since 2016, including investments in climate resilience infrastructure and renewable energy projects. Furthermore, the UK's flagship Blue Belt program has led many marine conservation efforts in the Caribbean, with three overseas territories involved in protecting marine environments across 10 territories. And on Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court revealed its intention to assess Donald Trump's plea for immunity regarding his attempts to reverse the results of the 2020 presidential elections. This move potentially benefits Trump by allowing him to delay legal proceedings while he campaigns for a try to regain the presidency. As a result, the court's decision temporarily pauses the criminal case led by Special Counsel Jack Smith.
The Supreme Court agreed to hear former President Donald Trump's claims of presidential immunity from prosecution for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss. That decision Wednesday will further delay Trump's criminal prosecutions, potentially giving him a boost as he runs to regain the presidency, and thrusting the nation's top judicial body with a 6-3 conservative majority and three Trump-appointed justices into the election fray. The justices will freeze the election subversion case being pursued by Special Counsel Jack Smith. That trial won't start on March 4th, and there's no new trial date. Trump claims he is immune to prosecution because he was president when he took actions aimed at reversing President Joe Biden's election victory over him. The Supreme Court will review a lower court's rejection of Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution and scheduled the case for the week of April 22nd, where they'll focus on one question. Whether and if so, to what extent does a former president enjoy presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct alleged to involve official acts during his tenure in office? Rebecca Gill, an associate professor of political science at the University of Nevada, says it isn't clear how the justices may rule.
I think there are very few legal scholars who think that a majority of the court would agree that any president would have this sort of broad immunity over any conduct in office, much less the particular conduct that's alleged here. So that doesn't mean, though, that it's a happy day in Jack Smith's office. It's probably not, because this is necessarily going to continue to delay things to some degree.
Trump on social media hailed the Supreme Court's decision to hear his immunity claim. He wrote, "Without presidential immunity, a president will not be able to properly function or make decisions in the best interest of the United States of America."
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Dominica Calypso Association Secretary Darrell Bob calls for reassessment of the number of events leading up to Carnival Monday and Tuesday.
Local, regional and
Minister David Rutley, representing the UK at the 46 CARICOM Heads of Government meeting, announced £190,000 in funding to support CARICOM countries in the sustainable management of their oceans. And the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to consider Donald Trump's assertion of immunity from prosecution regarding his efforts to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
Global only.
The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Felice Valman.
As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com.